Yo.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Not much, man.
I hear a voice in the background.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm back, man.
He's back. So you know what time it is, GPS, don't you?
Oh, well, I'm stuck in traffic, so go right on ahead.
Oh, damn. Poor Mr. GPS. Well, either way, ladies and gentlemen, back at my popular demand, G5 Radio. Been a little hiatus for some time, so let's start it off as we usually do. Teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, folks. How are we doing out there?
How the hell are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. Busy, but I'm doing good.
That's right. I don't know if we told people the last time that we were talking, but you were involved in a car accident. How bad was this car accident?
My car got total, I tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, everybody, obviously, thankfully, you were the only one in there. The little one was not in there.
Hell yeah, man. It could have been far worse.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And now, before we continue on with that, live via satellite from where?
Stratford, Connecticut.
And you're stuck in traffic, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, could you give me a brief traffic report?
It's just construction here from 32 to 34, 95 South.
Okay, all right. And of course, the man with the coordinates there is Mr. GPS. Good evening, sir.
What's happening, people? Party people?
So now, here's the deal, people. Mr. Cortez did get into a little fender bender, which kind of really totaled the shit out of his car. But from right now, he has a brand spanking new car. And oh my God, is it a Kia?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
A Kia,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, nice little sport. It's a Kia Sportage four-wheel drive. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy, you know. Went down and did some negotiating and got what I wanted.
Uh-huh. And I heard that you had to thank not only the advice of Mr. GPS, but the Kelly Blue Book.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. GPS told me to look... Before I do anything, look the car up in the blue book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I took my notes down and everything. And I went down to the dealer. And, of course, they will offer you one price. But when we started talking, I was like, well, it doesn't say that in the Kelly blue book.
Ooh. Damn. Okay. All right. But you basically got up in their grill. You got up in their shit.
Oh, that's what you do, man, when you dealing with car salesmen, man.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Throw it down, because they will, you know, their job is to make a buck, man.
Right.
They're going to sell you a car either way, but the thing is, how much are you willing to sacrifice, you know what I'm saying, or how much are you willing to spend to be comfortable, you know, your comfortability range.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good. Well, everything worked out, and you got good space and everything like that. And, of course, kudos to you, Mr. GPS. You are a gentleman and a scholar.
Well, that's what we try to be.
That's right.
That's how we try to live.
Oh, yeah. I want to send this one out to all the Jeep lovers worldwide. Word them up. City to city, ghetto to ghetto. Flavor for you and yours. You're the type of girl that got class and style. Still in all, you need the backseat of my Jeep once in a while. So I pull up to your door to give you what you're looking for. Hardcore. I know you wanna come in my Jeep. We can park on a back street. You're checking out my car phone, scoping out my jewelry. Let's do this in a hurry. Air freshener is kicking. Drive through for chicken. I know you need a good sticking. That's when I see my man Snoop. Peace, what up, kid? Lounging Duke. As I turn the corner, staring in your cornea. You're getting hornier and hornier. I'm pumping up a blend tape. Your legs is incredible. I do a double take. You're putting on your lipstick. I wanna give you this big fat. Quick, I know a place where we can lounge and cool. Don't sleep. Backseat of my Jeep. Backseat of my Jeep. Let's swing an episode. Backseat of my Jeep. Let's swing an episode. Backseat of my Jeep. Let's swing an episode. Backseat of my Jeep. had a wild episode. That's when me and my Jeep showed up with the funk in the trunk, it hitting it with spunkin'. I'll even get you drunk and tipsy, cause I know you're feeling frisky. You love it cause it's wild and risky. You got your eyes on the hood, you're up to no good. I took it in the back, you hoped I would. You got your black phone black so stacked in the back, while I'm pumping in the CD and skip a track. Windows are foggy, and backseat treats in the streets could be a hobby. And you ain't in between the Ozzy Brothers sheets. I give it to you real raw in the backseat. That's how you want it, don't you? You tell your girlfriends, won't you? Don't lie, take it in your eye. So buckle up, buckle up. What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? Huh? I never knew a four-wheel drive could be so live. I put your numbers in the archives. So take them off and put them things on the mirror, girl. It's my Jeep in your world. You got it going on lovely. Time to do the right thing. Come on, cause I can tell you wanna swing. Backseat of my Jeep, let's swing an episode. 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 We're boning on the dark blocks, wearing out the shots, wetting up the dashboard clock. Seats full of sweat, I told you I would get it. Your kitty, kitty, cat, cat was hungry, so I fed it. Working as a team, somebody, anybody, come with me to the Casbah. I'd be like Bruce Lee and them skins going, whoa! Damn, it's so good, the mad grip on my tip. You're still a nice girl, but my Jeep makes you flip. You go wild and stick your toes on the roof. You're so cute with your gold tooth. Extensions on the carpet. That nice round brown is my target. It's so firm, so cushy, it makes me feel mushy. I love it when it's bushy, but don't laugh, I'm serious with this. The backseat of my Jeep is priceless. You're climaxing, it's full of action. The love of good waxing is so relaxing. Give me a hug. See what I'm saying, love? Backseat of my Jeep, let's swing an episode. 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 Backseat of my Jeep, let's swing an
But now, you know, let's get into some, you know, real big news that's been going on for this past couple days or so here. So, soundboard, let's do it. Gentlemen, I'm telling you, man, the fear of riding in a train has gone up. And of course, before anything, condolences to all the passengers that were lost in the tragedy that happened in the Illadelph. Eight people died in a freak train accident, which was not really too freakish at all. They were supposed to go around a certain bend at about 50 miles an hour. And the train was clocked at, if I'm right here, let me take a look. This train was clocked at about 106 miles an hour, no lie. And obviously, it went off the curve, and, you know, train cars were just flying all over the place. So we got to get people's thoughts about this. GPS, I'll start you off.
Well, for those who know the Philadelphia area well, Frankfort Avenue and Wheatsheaf Lane is pretty much the closest intersection to that bend.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may also know it as Aramingo Avenue and Wheatsheaf Lane.
Correct.
I'm going to say I hope something was really going wrong for him not to know that he was doing 106 going down the hop, going down the railway there.
Mm-hmm.
I hope there was some bent track. I hope there was a bad switch. I hope that there was something external.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
If not, he's going to jail. Because yeah. I can tell you right now, if I was going down any curve on 95 in any state, and laid this thing over and hurt and killed six people, it would be a problem.
It would be a wrap.
Would be in the JIL.
That's right. No, it would be the injection needle, my friend. That's what it would be. Mr. Cortez, please chime in on your opinions on this.
Nah, man, I guess they're doing an investigation, man, to find out who's at fault. Because somebody's at fault for this, man. You know, I mean, this lawsuit's coming down the pipe, man. It's just right now what's going to happen. It sounds like the driver may be at fault. What's going to happen, the train company is probably going to fire him and disassociate themselves with him.
Mm-hmm.
In order not to get any flack from the media.
True. I mean, they already got one lawsuit already by an Amtrak employee who was injured at the scene. Mm. So he's already thrown his lawsuit, the first lawsuit already. And what's been thrown around now is that possibly that the train may have been hit by a projectile before the crash happened. So, yes, this is what we're hearing here. This is from our buddies at Reuters. They're saying that supposedly the Amtrak train that derailed in Philadelphia and the separate commuter train in the vicinity may have been hit by projectiles of some kind shortly before the wreck. So, you know, obviously with this whole crash caused 200 injuries, 8 deaths. The 32-year-old engineer is, of course, being questioned, and his cell phone has been subpoenaed. They want to check all the see if he was text messaging during that time. They said, though, some people have said that, one, he was trying to brake when he was getting around the curve, maybe a second before that curve. But I've also heard that prior to the curve, you can go 80 miles an hour, supposedly, on that straightaway before you hit that curve. He kicked it up, obviously, to 106. Question is, why? Some people were trying to throw around, oh, maybe it was some kind of a suicidal thing, like the like that airplane pilot over in, what was it, in Germany or in Austria or something like that, where he just took the plane for nosedive. Yeah.
So I think the dude got a little bit too comfortable and miscalculated, man. We all make mistakes, but when you drive, you got to be more aware of what you do when you are, you know, when you're in a car by yourself, a lot don't matter, man. But when you're driving around, you know, over a dozen people, man, it becomes, you know what I'm saying, you got to be more mindful.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that this guy was just not paying attention. So we're just going to have to let this whole thing play out and see what goes down.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Let me tell you.
When I see you again. We'll be right back.
strong and was smart. Turned to a friendship, a friendship turned to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
The other top story that we do have to talk about here is Mr. Tsarnaev has been, of course, convicted. He's guilty. And now they have said that they want him executed. His sentence is death. To be executed by lethal injection. I don't know how both of y'all feel about it. Cortez, do you think... lethal injection, you prefer that over life in prison? I mean, would you rather see the man suffer in jail or just get rid of him quick?
I always say, if you want to hurt somebody real bad, attack their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Attack their relative pockets. Strip them down till they have no money left.
Right, right.
But with his situation, man, I don't know. They're hollering. You know, he looked like he came from a nice little well-to-do family, but he just made some bad decisions. Let him serve time in general population.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send him in no federal prison. Put him in a regular prison where inmates are very patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
Let them have their way with him.
That's true. That's true. GPS, do you co-sign on that?
I'm going to take a little bit different direction.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say build a bomb shelter above ground, put him in it, put a bomb, and don't tell him what the time is on the timer.
Wow. There you go. See?
Set it off.
In case like this, man, I hate to tell you, if the shoe was on the other foot, man, and this was something an American did overseas, they would have hung him, man, in public.
That's true. That is.
It would have been let's sit down and talk.
Yeah, let's talk it over with a little bit of beer or something like that. Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, look, I feel as though you're a terrorist. You should not have to go through a trial. Especially with taxpayers' money, I think you should just they should just take you out in the backyard and just take you out, man.
Bam. Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, come on, man. You think overseas they do that? The Geneva Convention policies don't exist anymore for us over there. So if you're in a situation overseas, you get yourself in some hot water, you're at the mercies of the courts over there, man. Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, whatever you did, they're going to just take it out on you.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. So either way, you know, the old saying, you reap what you sow. So, this person's going to get it. Tsarnaev, you going down, and you going to burn. You going to burn big time. You know, you just like the old church lady said, you on the express train to hell.
Yeah. 5'9", I unload with six bit to quick wit to split a split second. Bomb with a lit wit expression. You hear a tick tick, then you test it. My saliva and spit, the split thread and the fiber and bits. So trust me, I'm as live as it gets. Everybody claims the best and they had the throne since Big is gone. If you ask me, they dead wrong. My flow is hotter than the flash from the click. When the hammer slaps the bullet on the ass from the clip. You wind up in a room full of my dogs. I have you feeling like a fire hydrant in a room full of dogs. So come, come now, get pissed on, shitted on. Tough talk turns, but can't we all just get along? You get blazed when the mic's off, shot when it's on. You probably ducked when they laid the gunshot in your song. My gun stutters when it speaks to you. Other shit to repeat to you. Nothing to clip to give a speech to you. Me and Premier, we kinda the same in ways. We both speak with our hands in dangerous ways. Rap now is a circus of clowns. A whole lot of lip from clicks. I probably wrap circles around. I'm the next best to reach a peak, formerly known as the best kept secret. I guess that I just leaked it.
Rickets, tragic like the havoc of a nuclear bomb.
I'm a motherfucking star, I don't battle no more. I provide the gun clap and round of applause after your show. A week ago, toe to toe, cause they calling you hot. Stepping around all your punches like, that's all you got? Every day I'm meeting somebody and all of they peeps. Quick to shake a nigga's hand and show me all of they teeth. And these bitches, I be patting they asses. They be all dumb and googly eyes looking at me, batting their lashes. Rappers think Detroit niggas not as down as them. A sense that I'm down with Slim, that I sound like him. Quick to judge me and tell me that my hook might sell. And say faggot shit to me like I look like L. My advice, quit talking, it's over. I was knocking niggas out when you was knocking sticks off of their shoulders. I got dirt done in my past, I know y'all sweat. I got regrets older than some of you so-called vets. Niggas say I found God with the flow. Bring the police to the studio and bring the bomb squad to the show. Ain't a nigga touching minds. When you listen to my shit, you don't chew, you don't breathe, you'll miss a fucking line. Every time I spit, I tick to show you it's hot. Leave me in the deck too long, I'll blow up your box. Boom!
Voice 5-9. Tragic like the havoc of a nuclear bomb.
Something a little bit different, a little bit off the cuff. Have any of you used eBay at any time?
eBay?
Nah, I wanted to sell stuff on eBay, man. I just got a little frustrated with it. I was like, man, I was better off doing it on my own. Just going out and hustling on my own, man.
Okay. So if you found something that you really, really wanted, really, really liked, would you pay top dollar for it in an auction?
Better not be no Kanye West stuff, man.
No, it's not a bag of air or anything like that. This is actually something more physical. If it was something more physical, would you buy it?
It depends, man, on how if I gotta ask myself, is this something I really need? Is it a luxury item or is it something I really need?
Very true, very true. Now, in this situation here, this person would probably think that what he purchased was a definite luxury. A Chinese businessman has bought an actress for 8 million yen, I believe. $8 million, or 1 billion yen. What type of an actress?
An actress.
An actress.
Is he getting some ass, man?
Well, I'm glad that you said that. It's a porn actress.
Oh, yeah, he getting some ass then.
Woo! Somebody bought a piece of ass.
I want to spend that much on a piece of ass, bro. I'm sorry, man. Because for that, you could make up for all of that, you could have went through like a stack, man. You could have went through several partners, man.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Yeah, well it is true, people. There is a popular Japanese porn star has quit the business to become a mysterious Chinese billionaire's personal assistant. So her salary is $8 million or a billion yen. For an exclusive 15-year contract. The girl is 22 years old, signed a monopoly deal with an unnamed businessman in the entertainment industry. And this is from our peoples at the Tokyo Reporter. Hi. So, the actress, who is also known as Rola Takisawa, is half Japanese and half Russian. She might be half Japanese and half Russian, but she's all paid. In full. GPS, please, take us to church. He's speechless.
Yeah, he's speechless because I would not pay that much for
people. Right, what a...
Say it. You've been holding back for the past 2-3 weeks. Just say it.
You might want to put the disclaimer out right now.
Oh, shit. Should we double tag team on this disclaimer, Cortez?
Yeah, because, man, I'm sorry, bro, but this just boggles the mind that
yes. In
this day and age, you got to pay that kind of money to have sex with a woman.
Well, but it's a personal assistant, so we don't know the whole deal here, but 9 times out of 10.
Come on, yeah, come on, people. We're all adults.
Okay, well,
let's
please give us the disclaimer, Mr. Cortez. The following comments that you hear are not the official comments of the show, but it's still freedom of speech. So, GPS, you have the floor.
If she ever said no, or I'm not in the mood, or can we do it later, I would just stab her in the fucking chest.
Jeez! Wow! Holy shit!
Don't you know,
I don't
no
ever want to hear birds wrong.
Don't you know no good. Keep on going, GPS. We hear you. Speak your mind.
I don't ever want to hear, I need to go to the bathroom first. I don't care if it's in between my Big Mac and my fries.
Wow. What if she's at that time of the month?
We running all kinds of red lights. Ooh!
So you don't mind getting ketchup on your hot dog?
You don't mind ketchup on your hot dog? Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow.
I tell you.
Yeah.
Things we do for
how
a buck.
How much again? 1 billion yen. Or it's $8 million. 15-year contract.
Oh.
This is like, it's like an NBA contract, you know?
If that's what you want.
Well, hey, you know, you gotta drive it to the hole, don't you? What's that?
$530,000 a year.
For, I guess, 18 years, and they're 22-year-olds, so they're going to do it till they're 40, and I don't know what happens after that.
Left Rack City, Queens. Yo, this is Ocknell with my man's complexion. And right now, we representing all the guys with more than $10 in their pocket. Who still going to be playing, even though they not paying for the whole night. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, would you fuck me for free?
One for
girl, would you fuck me for free?
I'm straight up, like the collar on the forearms, living like the dawn as if my name was Perry on. Ladies fucking men for money all night long, but that's foul, like a nigga eating sworn while reading the Quran. The far run game on they brain, you catch his Don Zada up in the Ramada with eight bitches and a pie pizza filled with enchiladas, and all y'all girls can have a slice on me, cause tonight me and my people we fucking for free, 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 free.
Fuck me for free.
Imagine I paid for all the girls I fuck. I'd be broke as fuck with a broken heart, cause I can't fuck. Now what the fuck type of shit is that? In this position, cause I was drinking like a magician. Girls in the world trying to take your bread. Put your wallet in your hat, nigga, and hold your head. It's the Op Nails, you know I rock well. Girl, I get up in that ass like KY Jell said. If I wanna fuck, I gotta spend cash. Niggas must have had their tongue in your butt, cause you're talking out your ass. Huh, I just came to bust a nut. You want me to go down south, girl, listen up. I wanna fuck. I said I wanna fuck. Yo, girl, the furthest down south that I'm going is the accent. Check it out. I wanna fuck.
Man, I'm kind of speechless because you got paid for sex, man. I don't know what to tell you. You got pay that kind of money for assistant that's gonna be doing all types of stuff with you. You can find a woman for free that do all that for free, man.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Here's the problem. Uh-oh. Whether you take a woman on as a wife, whether it's a 50-50 partnership, whether even if you know. Even if you don't get to husband and wife, even as boyfriend and girlfriend, just the fact that if you take her out once a week, and let's say you don't spend $100 on dinner, let's say you get the $50.
Right.
Okay? By the time you add in gas, time to prepare, time to go, eat and come back, you probably would have been up around $100 anyway. Some sort of way, just in engaging, just in entertaining this woman, or entertaining yourself with this woman, is still going to cost you some money. Some guys can't get away from that fact.
That's right. I mean, it's just weird. Remember that movie Harlem Nights, man, with Eddie Murphy and a great Red Fox?
Yes.
And also several others. It was this girl in there called Sunshine, man. Yeah, I never forget the. Remember Sunshine in the
Sunshine
movie?
Sunshine in Harlem Heights?
Remember that? Yeah, I remember the woman was like, I got a girl whose pussy is so good, you throw it up in the air, it looks like sunshine. It makes me wonder, does this woman has this power over this guy to a degree where her stuff throws up in the air, it just turns into sunshine?
I don't know, man. I don't know that.
I'll tell you. Okay, here's what it is. When it comes to matters of money and marriage, women see it totally differently than we do.
Okay,
they're often asking us after they done sucked the wood off real good, after they done made you bust about 3 or 4 times, showed you some new shit that they ain't never did before, hell, they probably never seen before, that they've been looking up all week and figuring out how they gonna work it out on you.
Ah.
Then they're gonna pop that question to you.
Yes, they are. After they pop your cherry, then that's what they'll do.
Conversely, I don't suck the color off of that motherfucker. Guess what?
So, I don't know, man.
And say, why don't you give up half your shit? Touch me, right? Sorry, what did you say?
Mm-hmm. But just remember, the old saying, it's the legendary saying, and you know how Kane said it best, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again, romance without finance is a damn nuisance. And this guy has got both. So I give him kudos. But at the same time, it's like, damn. Like Cortez said, you gotta pay for that? I mean, damn.
It's on the ass. He good.
If you know you only want her around for a certain amount of time, and you don't want to have to go to court over it and fight over it, blah, 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 blah.
You better check that contract. Cortez, jump on this.
Oh, it's just, man, with that kind of money, he could have bought himself a whole brothel house, man.
Yeah.
He could have bought himself 5 or 6 brothel houses, man.
He bought an island for herself.
Yeah, he could have bought an island, then put a brothel house on top of the island. Yeah. Just, he'd be the only one going and coming out of there, man.
Pardon the pun, that's right. So, you know, not only, you know, women do this, but guys have been known to do this also. So, you know, don't think it's just one side of the fairy. Guys have done this before. And, gentlemen, I hate to unlock a secret of the dynamic trio, but remember that failed escort service?
Oh, yeah, man. We're all going to be male exotic dancers, man, at one point. At one point in college, to pay our way through college, we're going to be male.
Guys, come on, let's dance for you.
Yeah, shoot. GPS, Mr. GPS, his name was Sugar Bear.
Oh, no!
I remember that.
Oh, man. Secrets revealed. I ain't going to say nothing, but Mr. Cortez, you were known as the artist.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I think you were a Latin lover, man.
Maybe. I could have been.
Yeah, because we had a dream back in college. That's why, because we like, man, because all the, because, you know, it was, people, if the women can make money doing it, why couldn't we?
Too.
That's
right.
Yeah, and we were interested in pursuing that opportunity.
Yes, yes. And I would say that, you know, 2 out of 3 did not have that dream come true for a short bit of time, and we'll leave it at that. You just, everybody out there just has to guess who was the one that broke in to the business.
I was quickly
left the business. But anyway.
That was one out of 2. You said 1 out of 2?
I said 1 out of 3. You're included too. Don't act like you ain't included. Come on now.
Gee, but I didn't get paid, man.
You're a private dancer. You're a dancer for money.
You know, be a private dancer. Dancer for money.
Do what you want me to do.
What's the matter with your life? Why you gotta mess with mine? Don't keep sweating what I do, cause I'm gonna be just fine. Check it out. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business. And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend, it's none of your business. Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to. It's none of your business. So don't try to change my mind. I tell you one more time. It's none of your business. Now who do you think you are? Put in your G2 cents in. Don't you got nothing to do? Then worry about my friends. Check it. I can't do nothing, girl, without somebody bugging. I used to think that it was me, but now I see it wasn't. They told me to change and call me names, and so I popped one. Opinions are like assholes, and everybody's got one. I never poke my nose where I'm not supposed to. Believe me, if it's something that I want, I'm stepping closer. I'm not one for playing high pole like the Hossa did in 90210 type of hoe. I treat a man like he treats me. The difference between a hooker and a hoe ain't nothing but a feat. So hold your tongue tightly, wish you could be like me. You're popping all that mess only to stress and to spite me. Now you could get with that or you could get with this, but I don't give a shit, cause really it's none of your business.
1993, S&P, back packing and macking, bamboozling and smacking suckers with this track and throw the beat back in.
If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight,
it's none of your business.
And if she wanna be a freak and sell it on a weekend,
it's none of your business.
Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to,
it's none of your business.
So don't try to change my mind, I tell you one more time,
it's none of your business.
How many rules am I to break before you understand that your double standards don't mean shit to me? I know exactly what you say when I turn and walk away, but that's okay, cause I don't let it get to me. Now every move I make, somebody's clocking, so ask me nothing, will you just leave me alone? Never mind who's the guy that I took home to bone.
Okay, Miss Thing never giving up skins. If you don't like him or his friends, what about that Benz? Your pet pep's got an ill rep with all that macaroni trap for rap. You better step, or better yet, get your head checked, cause I refuse to be played like a Venus and trick deck of cards. No, I ain't hard like the bitches on a boulevard. My face ain't scarred and I don't dance in bars. You can call me a tramp if you want to, but I remember the punk who just humped and dumped you. Or you can front if you have to, but everybody gets horny just like you. So, yo, ho, check it, double deck it, on a regular butt naked. Pep's ass gets respected, miss, but it's none of your business.
If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight,
it's none of your business.
And if she wanna be a freak and sell it on a weekend,
it's none of your business.
Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to,
it's none of your business.
So don't try to change my mind, I tell you one more time,
it's none of your business.
So, the moral of this story is, who are you to judge? There's only one true judge and that's God. So chill and let my father do his job.
The salt and pepper's got it swinging again. The salt and pepper's got it swinging again.
But right now, one classic that we're going to do here at the end of our show is always the most important. That is the final thoughts of Mr. Cortez. So, soundboard, let's do it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
To all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. But you know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
Yeah, my final thoughts for this evening is pretty straightforward, folks.
Shit.
Well, you got to pay $1 million for a piece of ass. You need to get some help. I mean, I'm sorry, but that still bothers me, man, that cat went out here and did that. But, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't, he could have just pay somebody to teach him how to pick up women or whatever, man, but that's ridiculous. So if you into that kind of stuff, folks, please share some of that money with me. If you don't know how to spend your money, send it down here and help me spend it. I help you spend it, but damn. $1 million.
Once that money is gone, that thrill will be gone for that dude. Thrill will be gone big time. So,
thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone, my money's gone, so then he'll come up with his new song. Can you fuck me for free? And that's when she'll say no. Goodbye. GPS, your thoughts.
Oh, wow.
After that impacting moment in your brain.
Heavy.
Very heavy.
In light of the Amtrak tragedy, I'm going to say, be grateful for today. You may not have tomorrow.
That's true.
True, man.
Very true. You know, be grateful for what you got because you could have nothing. Yeah, it's just, you got to stop and just think. Smell the roses once in a while instead of just passing them by. So that's a good one. I dig that. And my final thought, I don't know. I've been working these crazy ass hours just to get a little bit of pay. And sometimes, you know, it ain't worth it. So, you know, you gotta really go for your dreams. Focus in and stay focused on it, no matter what the obstacles are in front of you. And, you know, if people don't like that you're trying to do what you want and not what they want, just like, who said it best? Mr. Isaac.
Kimbo.
Who?
Kimbo.
Kimbo Slice?
Nah, man, you usually said a Kimbo thing, man. Kiss my black ass, man.
You are correct. I give you that. Yes, the Kimba kiss my black ass. Yes, but I'm gonna give you another one. You know, especially with my twang these days, I don't like getting up at 3 in the morning to go to work at 4. So I say this. If you don't like my attitude, fuck you.
Any views that express on G5 Radio is not endorsed by the rest of the panel.
It's not endorsed by the rest of the panel, really? Well, guess what? You know, go panel these and buy yourself a porn star.
Jesus. Yeah, I gotta see this, man, when your employer shows up in the morning, but I heard what you've been saying on G5 Radio. What you gotta say now, Mr. Big Shot?
You gotta go for your dreams. You gotta go for your desires. Let those obstacles just run down your shoulder, run down your back, and just stay focused. But enough with that. We're going to get our drink on this weekend. But either way, we appreciate everybody for listening in. And just remember, any comments, criticisms, anything you want to hear, any new artists that you want to bring to us so we can unleash it to the new world, or if you just want to just tell us to, you know, to STFU so we can Kimble you right back, then just leave us any type of information you want on our handles, Twitter, G5 Radio on one word, G-5 Radio on Skype, and also the G-Line, which is always on, 267-776-GPHI. Remember, iTunes, Podomatic, and also the SoundCloud. We're all over the place. And just to give a little info for our peoples real quick, our buddy, DJ Big Lex, who's on SoundCloud, he has some nice mixes. I call him the official, unofficial, official DJ of the show. So, big ups to my frat brother Lex. We've missed you since our March hip-hop madness little bracketology that we had a couple years back. You remember that, Cortez?
Oh, yeah, man. I remember.
Yeah, so he's been doing some mixes. He does some stuff up there in New York City. If you ever go to a couple pubs, we'll get you the information so you can check him out. But we'll give you some of his mixes for a couple of our editions coming up. Either way, we thank everybody for joining us. And just remember, those who can will, those who can't won't. And see, set, weather. Peace.
Tony and founder of Lucy Pearl is setting up to release his first solo album of his career, Instant Vintage.
Instant Vintage. Very classic man. Great musician. He's got this goth gospel-delic soul.
If you think of the word gospel-delic, you can only think of one person. Raphael Sadiq.
I'm only trying to be the best that I can,
but I don't understand. I'm just doing what I can.
The life of Raphael Sadiq has been one of quiet struggle. As the product of a large family with roots in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Chicago, Sadiq would be the only child born in Oakland, where an unfortunate string of mishaps would eventually take the lives of three brothers and a sister.
Your life and my life is not so predictable. Me and you gotta know which way we wanna go. My life has been an up and down struggle, but now, today, I know which way I gotta go. Go, go.
I'm just doing what I can.
I'm just doing what I can. Ooh, I'm just doing.
future brother. Unconventional. Unconventional. Doing it his way. Been doing it well.
Gospel Delix.
Gospel Delix.
Gospel Delix.
Instant vintage.
Instant vintage. Instant vintage. Instant vintage.
Yeah.